From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday, May 30th, 2021. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries listening in. Thank you everybody. I hope you're doing okay. I'm coming to you very early. Feedback from you loyal listeners. Thank you. And hi, new listeners. Feedback says bring the shows out earlier in the day. So that means I'm recording early. Yeah. So it's a Sunday in San Francisco. The city is still pretty unopened. It is architecturally a beautiful city. The weather is pretty mild, but the culture that used to be before the draconian lockup started March 17, 2020, hospitality, tourism, that's not going to come back for a long time. As far as I understand, the mayor won't even be opening up bars to full capacity until August 15th. So it's like goodbye hospitality. Anywho, sweethearts, today's topic I am talking about, but that could be someone's white son or daughter. Well, it's been a busy week here in San Francisco Dam Land. You're a tough love, Kvetchathon, daily podcast. Thank you. It's been a very busy week. I have touched some nerves. I've gained a whole lot of new fans this week, and I have gotten some people upset with me. First, I want to say to the new listeners, people who think I'm brave and bold and all that, thank you. I appreciate your concern. I appreciate you reaching out. I appreciate your feedback. And those who are upset, people get upset by the truth. And I am a self-actualized woman. I did EST, Earhart Seminar Training. Yeah, I know, namby-pamby San Francisco 80s stuff. Dale Carnegie, I read that when I was a teenager. Big devotee of Louise Hay, How to Heal Your Life and Mirror Work. I really love Dr. Wayne Dyer. I got a chance to meet him at the Masonic Auditorium a long time ago. Great guy. So I'm giving you a background that I am not someone who isn't a deep thinker or isn't in touch with the human condition. I am, which is why I demystify it here in San Fran Feces. Now,
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
Things are coming to a head. People are tired of the city's sidewalks being used as junkie crash pads. New listeners, a junkie is a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. It's a hardcore word, and it's a real word for what is on the sidewalks of San Francisco. I'm not going to kid glove it like a lot of people do. And I see that the compassion is segregated. Yeah, there I'm saying it. The compassion is segregated. I am a editor and a speed reader. When I'm on social media, I'm zipping around. Currently, I am on my Twitter weekend detox. And I've noticed in the past year since I started this platform got started April 2020. Actually, it was April 4th, 2020. And I notice on social media, when it comes to junkies being on the street in their various stages of distress, and there are junkies of all races here on the sidewalks, living on the sidewalks of San Francisco, and no, new listeners, they didn't get displaced by evil techies. These people came out here deliberately knowing they can't afford the rent to scam the system, and the homeless industrial complex is more than happy to oblige. What I notice is when there are videos and photos of the junkies on the street, who's getting the most compassion? Who's getting compassionate comments and who is being ignored? I'm keeping it real. Now, white people. I roll my eyes when I'm watching videos or see a photo and hear, inevitably, that could be someone's son. That's somebody's daughter. To the white people or the paler skinned junkies on the street, that could be somebody's son. That's somebody's daughter. Listen, you segregated fake liberals. They are all somebody's son. They are all somebody's daughter. Every junkie on the streets of San Francisco is somebody's son or daughter.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Damn Zone with Didi LaFrac.
These people don't even care about the optics out here. They're not even trying to fake political correctness. They are just, their compassion is completely segregated. Yeah, there I said it. That's right. It's segregation. Their compassion is segregated. They decide who they are going to be compassionate. There are tons of videos and photographs of black and brown people languishing on the streets of San Francisco. I look. Where's the compassion for them? Now, me, a biologically born genetic black woman living in the Tenderloin for decades, to me, a junkie is a junkie. I don't consider them the most vulnerable. The most vulnerable people in my San Francisco are infants, children, the elderly, the disabled, and then women. These fakers who talk about junkies are the most vulnerable, sometimes it's a male thing, it's a white male thing. White males navigate the streets of San Francisco very differently. Males of all races navigate the streets of San Francisco very differently than women do. It's a whole different perspective. 14 different districts in San Francisco impacted by street junkies. My empathy is for the children. I don't say that, oh my God, they could be somebody's child. These junkies on the sidewalk of San Francisco are making life hell for children, elderly, disabled, and women. They're making life hell. Some of you listening, new listeners, oh my God, you need a vacation. You know what? I need for the city of San Francisco to stop allowing junkies to use this city as a junkie crash pad. That's what I need.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Damn Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I'm happy to inform. I'm happy to demystify. And those of you listening, thinking about coming out to San Francisco for a vacation, go ahead and scroll the show list. I gave you some warnings. If you are going to come out here, be prepared. Be prepared for the fourth world street conditions. Be prepared. Now back to the topic about this segregated compassion. What could these fake liberals do? Keep it cute across the board. Keep it cute across the board. They're all somebody's children. The black male bum on the sidewalk, that's somebody's son. The passed out Hispanic lady, that's somebody's daughter, not just the white people who look like them or the lighter skinned people that they can identify with. I tell you, these phonies out here, they have no idea how segregated they look. The optics are bad. The liberal optics are horrible in San Francisco. It's like, woo, like I said before in a show this week, 1950 Southerners had more sense about racial optics than they do out here in San Fran feces. This is a specific platform, all right, just so you can get that. I always appreciate you listening. I always appreciate your feedback. You go to San Francisco Damn. You can contact me there. Please enjoy your weekend. Be warm. Stay safe. Have fun. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Damn Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodamn.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.